web hosting services for the PVD cast provided by Bluehost. Check out Bluehost.com for more information. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, late in the afternoon, and man, there's a lot of things on my mind, and I wanted to get on here and talk about them. And also, as I mentioned, on my last episode, I want to get back to pushing out as many episodes, as many quality episodes as I can. So this will be a very short version, succinct, if you will, episode of the PVD cast. So hopefully these next 16, 17, 18, 19 minutes will be entertaining for you. And I appreciate you listening, but let's get into it. First thing that I have to discuss, of course, as I mentioned, it is June 3rd, and in a mere 4 hours, the Stanley Cup Finals begin between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks, and quite frankly, I know my personal schedule. I probably will not get this episode uploaded till tomorrow, which will be Thursday, so I know that my prediction of what's going to happen might be altered a little bit, depending on what happens in Game 1 tonight. But so you got the Lightning, you got the Blackhawks. Man, I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of torn who to root for. I mean, both teams have some great players on their respective teams. I really think Tampa might be able to do it, man. I think it's going to go 7 games. I think anybody that believes that it's going to go anything less than 7 games is, well, they don't know what they're talking about, quite frankly. I think that these two teams are going to battle, and I think it's going to be an entertaining series. I think that we're going to see the elevation of Steven Stamkos from the Tampa Bay Lightning prove why he's one of the great players in the game of hockey. And I think the Lightning win. I think they pull it off. I really do. So, but I think it's a tough task, man, you know. Chicago seems to be clicking on all cylinders and all four lines are scoring. And when you get to this type, this time of year in the NHL, you got to have all four lines scoring. So I don't know. I'm going to go with the Lightning winning, though. I think it's going to take 7 games, but I think the Lightning will be your Stanley Cup champions for this year. But all right, enough hockey. Let's get into some wrestling news. One of the things I want to talk about was the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, which was just last Sunday, and it is, I guess, only available on the WWE Network in America. It's one of their exclusive pay-per-views. I watched it. I was curious as to what was going to go on. I got to say, overall, it was mediocre. I didn't think it was awesome. I didn't think it was terrible. I thought it was in the middle. I think that if you're looking at the best matches on the particular pay-per-view, obviously, John Cena versus Kevin Owens, a really phenomenal match. I thought it was a great match. Thought it told a very good story. Though I was a little confused because I was under the impression that it was title for title. But apparently no titles were on the line. I mean, I think when you bill it champion versus champion, I think you assume that the titles are going to be on the line. And they were not. But Kevin Owens gets the victory. I think that elevates him. And now the rumor is that he's going to go up to the main roster, which is good for him. Good for Kevin Owens, man. A guy who has wrestled for 15 years all around the world in Ring of Honor, in PWG, etc., etc. Good for him to get a shot, man, on the main roster. And I think that, you know, Cena once again proves that he can make stars. And even though they're going to have a rematch, I guess, at Money in the Bank, if I remember correctly, in a couple of weeks, I still was very impressed with the match. I thought the match was very good. I think that was the best match. The next best match was the main event for the WWE heavyweight title. Seth Rollins defending against Dean Ambrose. I like that Kane and J&J Security had very, very little to do in the match. I think that that's been overused. And in fact, dare I say, I love the finish of the match. I enjoyed the first referee gets knocked down, second referee comes out, 1, 2, 3, 8, also known as the Dusty Finish. I thought it was good. I thought it was refreshing because we haven't seen that in a while, especially in the WWE. And I thought that was a great way to end the pay-per-view. And obviously, Ambrose gets mad. He takes the title, steals it after an altercation involving a bunch of other folks, etc. I thought that was a really good match. I think another really good match, but unfortunately, its placement on the show really didn't give it the credence that it deserved. I thought Neville versus Bo Dallas was a decent match. I thought it was pretty good. I think the fact that it followed Owens and Cena, I think the fans did not care. I think the match was a little bit long. I would have shaved 3 or 4 minutes off of it and kept it a little bit shorter, especially since it followed Owens and Cena. But I thought Neville and Bo Dallas actually had a pretty good match. I thought it was entertaining. I would have liked to have seen that match on Raw or SmackDown. I thought it was good. As I take a quick sip of water, let's talk about the bad. I thought the tag team Elimination Chamber match was okay. I didn't hate it, but the Intercontinental title Elimination Chamber match was absolutely awful. Boring as all get out. Mark Henry thrown in to replace Rusev. Oh, God, it was boring. It was so boring. And when you have this giant structure around the ring, it shouldn't be boring, people. But I was bored out of my mind. Ryback obviously getting the victory and is now your Intercontinental Champion. But the worst match of the night, and quite frankly, maybe the worst match of the last 3 or 4 months, was the three-way Divas match. Paige versus Nikki Bella versus Naomi. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to bash the Divas, but when you put that match out on a pay-per-view, I mean, what more can you say? It was absolutely horrendous. And I think the reason why I'm so upset about it is a mere 3 weeks ago, you had NXT TakeOver Unstoppable, and you had one of the best women's matches of the year featuring Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, with those women put on an absolute clinic and a highly entertaining match. And then the next Diva match I ever see, or women's match I ever see, is this complete absolute abortion. Oh my God, it was... I don't know. What the brain trust, I don't know why we continue, or they continue, I should say. Not we, they continue. Whoops, wrong pronoun. Anyways, why they continue to put out Naomi versus Paige versus Nikki. Nikki Bella is not a good wrestler. Naomi is awful. Paige can wrestle, but I mean, she was handicapped by having to work with those two wet blankets. But overall, I digress. Let's move on. Overall, Elimination Chamber was, it was okay. Interesting bit of trivia, by the way. I was looking up a fact, because they claimed it was the 20th Elimination Chamber. I was looking on Wikipedia. Apparently, it was the 19th Elimination Chamber match. Keep in mind, since 2010, there have been multiple Elimination Chamber matches on the pay-per-view. But in Germany, it's not called WWE Elimination Chamber, it's called WWE No Escape, because, let's be honest, Elimination Chamber sounds a little Nazi slash Holocausty, if you will. I found that interesting. A little bit of trivia on there. Alright, well, let's talk about a couple of other things wrestling related. Let's talk about the Raw that followed up the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I gotta be honest, I thought it was a very typical Raw. I didn't really see anything that was really outstanding. I mean, you had Roman Reigns had to face, three people, four people, whatever, because how dare he get involved with the Authority and Rollins' business and whatnot. Nikki Bella versus Paige, a rematch with Neville and Bo Dallas, which was pretty good. I thought the highlights were Kevin Owens and John Cena's little promo, their little altercation. I thought that was good. I did enjoy the fact that Ryback had a promo interrupted by The Miz, and then the Big Show comes out, and then there's that giant botched KO of Miz. I thought that was humorous. I don't think it was supposed to be, but it was. But you know, Raw just kind of more of the same, if you will. I didn't think that anything was really impressive following up that pay-per-view. But speaking of pay-per-view, Money in the Bank in a few weeks, I believe June 14th, here in Columbus, Ohio. I understand tickets are wicked expensive. The nosebleed seats, if you will, $75. I think that's a little high, if you ask me. If you're asking me to plunk down money to sit clear in the absolute last row in Nationwide Arena, $75 is a little much, if you ask me. But all right, let's move on to two other little bits of wrestling news. First, let's go with some sad news. It was reported, I believe, either Monday or Tuesday, that one half of the Fantastics, Tommy Rogers, had passed away. He was only 54 years old. He passed away in his home in Hawaii. There is still some weird circumstances around it, so I'm not going to comment on it. But it's sad, man. You know, Tommy Rogers, which many folks may remember him as being part of the Fantastics with Bobby Fulton, who feuded with the Sheepherders and the Midnight Express and you know, lots of other tag teams throughout the 80s. Of course, Tommy Rogers came back to do a small stint in ECW, I believe, in 96 and 97. So maybe some folks might remember him more from that. But I always dug the Fantastics. And, you know, I think that fans of this podcast know that, you know, I've had the pleasure or displeasure, depending on your point of view, of working with Bobby Fulton. As a promoter, I don't think that he's one of the best promoters in the world. The way he personally treated me and some other individuals, the way that I witnessed some of that stuff go down, I don't have a very high opinion of Bobby Fulton. And that actually somewhat made me sad, because I would say that I was a fan of the Fantastics. I thought they were an exciting tag team. But, you know, as oftentimes in this business, you meet your heroes and they're not all that they're cracked up to be. But nonetheless, let's get back to the main topic. Tommy Rogers passing away at the age of 54. I'm sure there's going to be some more information coming out about the very odd circumstances. And, you know, bottom line, it's just sad. Well, let's move on to some happier news, if you will. Reportedly, the WWE has put out a list of people getting a tryout here in the next couple of weeks, and one of which is a guy from Cleveland, a guy that many of you may know from Pro Wrestling Ohio or Prime Wrestling or maybe even Evolve Wrestling, and I believe even did some work with Dragon's Gate, Johnny Gargano, looking to get a WWE contract. He is one of the people that were on the list. Quite a bit of other individuals along the East Coast and West Coast, and even a few folks from Canada getting a shot, but you know what? Good for Johnny. I hope that you know, he gets an opportunity to go to the WWE or and you know, live his dream. That's ultimately what everybody in this industry wants to do. You want to go and make it big, and hopefully his tryout will go well. And best of luck to Mr. Gargano on his WWE tryout. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I said I was going to keep this very short or succinct. So let's talk about one more bit of wrestling news, if you will, and then I'm going to wrap things up. So this Saturday, June 6th, I will be attending Full Throttle Wrestling in Troy, Ohio. The event is at the Miami County Fairgrounds, 7 o'clock bell time. Now, I'm just going to watch as a fan. There's actually a little bit of a backstory. A special guest that I'm planning on having next week has asked me to go to the show with him, and I said sure, but I kind of don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. Notice on this episode, I actually got that saying correct, unlike last episode, but no, little inside joke on myself. But anyways, so I don't want to say too much, but I'm just going to go to check out some wrestling. There's some very talented individuals on this card. In fact, let's run down the card. The Bearded Dragons will take on Darren De Niro and Remy LeVay. Serafini is going to take on Morgan Rockefeller. Kano Josh Emmanuel will take on Nick Cutler and Colin Cambridge in a three-way dance. The Police Department, the tag team of David Gilman and Rod Street, will take on the Soul Shooters, the tag team comprised of Drew Skills and Apollo Starr. There are several first-round matches in a tournament for the FTW State of Ohio Championship. Zachary Wentz will take on Patrick Hayes. Zach Spades will take on Alex Daniels. And Dark Star Matt Taylor will take on Justin Main. And also, Jason Gorey takes on Lewis Linden. So, should be a great, great card. If you happen to be listening and you want more information, just go to Facebook and search for Full Throttle Wrestling. And that's where you can get all of the information. Like I said, my next week's guest wanted me to come on out and check it out. So I said, okay, that's fine. And that's all I'm going to say. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how Full Throttle Wrestling puts on a show. You know, and I think that it's always good to see how other promotions do business. And so with that being said, it's about up to about the 16-minute mark, so with that, let's go into Orlando, Spain! All right. My fave for this week is going to be something more culinary in nature, if you will. It's going to be a restaurant. A week or so ago, about a week and a half ago, actually, my girlfriend's birthday happened, and so we went to dinner at a place called Forno, F-O-R-N-O. It's down in the Short North area of Columbus, Ohio, and I gotta say, I was real impressed. So I'm making it my fave. It's got some really cool architecture in the building, and the food was really, really good. Now, I will say it's a little bit pricier. You know, if you're thinking about, hey man, I'm gonna spend like, you know, $8-$9 for dinner, this is probably not the place to go. But nonetheless, the food was excellent. The drink menu was really, really interesting too. So if you wanted to try a different kind of beer or cocktail, they had some unusual ones down there. But definitely check it out if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area and you want to go check out a cool place to eat. It's 721 North High Street is where you'll find the restaurant. And I think the website, if I remember correctly, yep, fornosshortnorth.com. So there you have it. That's my fave for this short or succinct episode of the PVD Cast. So with that, ladies and gents, I'm going to head on out of here. I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.